Brother and sister, peace be with everyone. I'd like to send the regards to everybody this morning on behalf of Markham Chinese Alliance Church. I had came to this church before to preach in Cantonese service. This is the first time to preach in your English congregation. I will like to invite everyone to pray together first. Father, thank you for this great morning. You gather us together to worship you. We ask God to give us the strong faith because of the atonement work of Jesus. We would like to ask God to use the passage from the Bible to let us know how to be a missional church in order that we can be your witness, especially during the end times. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. The scripture we just read, I believe that it is quite familiar to everyone, especially we have already learned in certain occasion when we meet together, we do fellowship together in the church. It may apply individually for the Christian, but it can also fit cooperatively for the group of Christians forming as a church. So what's the meaning of the church? Do you have any ideas? A church is just a building. If a church is just a building with the four walls, we have to find a beautiful one, right? The beautiful one, that means God is here. But the Bible tells us the church is not the building, but the church is the union of the Christian life. When they gather together for some kind of activity in the name of Jesus, we will pray together, we will do the worship, we will do the fellowship. This is the church. It makes the church happen when the Christians staying together. But we ask the question, how we can make our church to be expressed very well in order that we can bring full enjoyment to our Lord Jesus. We can please him in whatever situation so that our God will be glorified in this world. Let's dig in deeper from the scripture we just read today to find out the intent purposes of our Lord Jesus. The first, I would like to share with us from the Bible. A missional church is the church being sent into the world. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world." It is so clear and then so directly talking to us. He tried to define what the church it is. And obviously, we can capture the meaning of two words. They are earth and world. Both of them conveys the meaning of planet earth. This means God, he would like to plant the church in this world. Maybe someone or some scientist, he foretell once a day we can move to the moon or the Mars. Jupiter, I don't think is possible, right? Mars may be possible. Someone they said they found water in that planet, in that star, in that planet. And also they want to plant some tree and grass, something like that, in order that the people can habitate in that area. But no matter what, do you believe one day we can move to Moon or Mars? Because the people think the earth is so crowded and then full of evil, so that they want to migrate us to the other planets other than Earth. But when we read through the Bible, it doesn't let us to find any clue about that. We can someday move ourselves to the somewhere other than the Earth. So, a church is being sent into the world. Another passage we just read to give us the clear ideas, it is from John chapter 17, verse 13 to 18. I would like to point out this passage is so important. Jesus, he gave us the important thought and truth about the church when he delivered the message in the upper room discourse before he had gone to Heavenly Father, before he was crucified on the cross. He shared a so important message to the disciples to let them know what the church it is and why Jesus, why our Lord, keep letting us living in this world, in order that we can actualize the intense purpose of God. He make us in this world willfully. From verse 15, it's talking about the prayer of Jesus. The prayer of Jesus, what Jesus prayed was not just for only the disciple at that time, but also all the Christians nowadays. That means Jesus, he prayed for you, pray for me, pray for all the church. He wants us to know the mission, God's telling us the reason why we are still living in this world. Even though the world is so difficult, and then we might have been hated by the world. We can think in this way. We like to back to the heaven. We like to go back with our Heavenly Father because we are the same family. But it's so fearful. If one day we ask someone, do you like to believe in Jesus? And then he raised up the hand, he converted to Jesus. Yes, I believe. And then he died right away because God take him to the heaven. Right? Because we love our Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father, he liked to be with us together. And then right now, he can't wait, and then we can't wait to stay together. But he will be so fearful. Yeah. I believe, and then he died way away. But on the other hand, Jesus, our Lord, he doesn't do it in this way. He make us living in this world. I know that God loves us, but it doesn't mean we exempt ourselves in all the difficulty, or we'll be immune in all difficulty, hardship, or even the persecution. We'll face the people they face in this world. All the Christians have the same living situation as all the believers or non-believers in this world. We are all same. We are all face the same difficulties. We all need to grow. We all need to work, need to bath, need to sleep, need to make friendship, get married, need to form a family, establish a family. We need to go through some hardship. We will lose in some kind of competition, and then we will get pain and hurt too. It doesn't mean because we are Christian, God loves us, we won't lose. We will do good business. Some people, they preach the gospel. They tell the people, believe in Jesus because God bless us, protects us. If you do the business, if right now you just have one restaurant, after you believe in Jesus, you will get two restaurants, three restaurants. It's not true. It's not true. The difficulty, the hardship, we all face. We are living in the very dangerous place right now. Do you agree with that? Do you know the dangerous, how dangerous it is? Especially when you read the Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. In the Bible, it says, there will be terrible times in the last day. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. This is the end time. It's so terrible. It happened around us. Have you ever experienced this kind of situation? The terrible times, it means the world, it is full of sins right now. So why we still need to live in this world? Just one reason. What's the reason it is? I think everyone, you should know, mission. Mission is the reason God make us continue to live in this world. Can we run away from this kind of difficulty to find a remote cave or jungle to habitate there? In order that we can avoid those dangerous, of course not. This is not God's planning. This is not our mission. We have to express ourselves to preach the gospel, to reflect the likeness of Christ Jesus, to love people, to be patient. This is the very meaning of the ideas of sent. Jesus, he has sent us into the world just like he was sent by God himself. Jesus, he came to the world in order that he can reflect the glories of the God, Heavenly Father. In the same way, all the Christians, we are staying in this world because we have to reflect the likeness of our God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, in order that we can fulfill the great mission to show God's love to the people. The word sent expresses the very idea of the mission. Do you have the burden in your heart? Do you have the spiritual responsibility in your heart? Especially if you say you are sent by God. If you feel that we are sent by God, we should have this kind of burden to preach the gospel, to proclaim Jesus in the world. Do you think you are sent by God? Or you just think, oh, only pastor is sent by God. Only the missionary who's sent by God. He had the calling, but not for me. It is so serious problem, serious question. I have to think about that. This kind of mission, not for me, not for anyone. No, if we read the Bible clearly, God, he tells us the mission is for all the Christians. From the Bible, of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19. We all know that this is talking about the great mission from our Lord Jesus. Jesus tells us, "Go therefore and make disciples for all nations." This is for all the Christians, not just for the missionary or pastor or some kind of special one, but for every Christian. The scripture reveals us the truth of our mission, which is for Christian and for the church. We together to do the mission for God. So in this way, we can think every day how we can, if we just earn money from your career, do you think every day you work so hard, you just keep you get money? Or you study very hard to sit for the examination, it's just for to be a good student? Or you like to cook in your home, or doing some lessons to learn how to cook, to prepare you, to equip you to be the chef? Or do you think you just be some kind of a professional? Or the other way, when you be working hard to be a student, you are called to be a student. You are called to be the doctor. You are called to be the financial planner if you're working in the bank. You are called to be the parents. Every time we will do our best to reflect Jesus, to lead your family, to lead the friend, to know the truth about God, to let them get saved by Jesus' salvation. This is our calling. It's not just a career. It's not just for us to make more money. It's not just for get us a lot of information, a lot of knowledge in our heads, in our mind. But however, God make us whatever in different situation and environment, we are the ambassador of Christ Jesus. We are called to be. We have received the calling. This is the reason why God don't let us to go back to heaven so quickly, but continue to leave us in this world to fight the battle, to fight the spiritual battle for Christ Jesus, to win a lot of soul for Christ. The second thing, what is the missional church? A missional church is getting out of the salt shaker. Where we put the salt, when we buy the salt from the supermarket, you put the salt in the salt shaker, right? It is normal, right? But the salt should be stored in the salt shaker, but not just it is for temporary only, right? It lasts forever. If we keep the salt in the shaker forever, that means it won't make sense. And then the salt will lose its function, its purpose. The saltiness of the salt is used to make the food good tasting. This is the meaning of the salt. And we use the salt. And Jesus told us, "You are the salt of the earth." How desperate we may feel somehow if we find the salt stuck halfway in the bottleneck when we're trying to take it out. It's so difficult, so desperate. Why? It didn't come out. The same thing if the Christian, we don't go out to this world to preach the gospel, we just keep staying in the church, staying together It won't make sense to be a missional church, to be a missional Christian. In Canada, the people advocate the human rights and personal freedom. Yeah. When you make friends in school, in your career, workplace, you find people, they like freedom. I need freedom. Everyone needs freedom. Right now, Canada is our ruling party of government is liberal government. Liberal freedom. Until now, I couldn't understand how come we can say the drug, we can do it the drug legally. We can buy the drug legally. The government is going to set up 150 places in Ontario, right? Ontario or Toronto. If Toronto is terrible, many places you can go out, go inside and buy straight away. It's so terrible. All the people, they live freedom. They ask for freedom with full strength, but on one side only. How many people, they think about their request, they need to have God's perspective of pursuing love. When you pursuing the freedom, at the same time, you have to pursue the love at the same time. Pursue the love, the sacrifice, self-control, patience, and kindness. But all those of the of this kind of thing, the people forget it. Just ignore. They need just the freedom only. This is the disposition, the spiritual character, our nature, being as a Christian. And this is also the saltiness of Christian. If we get into the world, we show the peoples how to be a freedom human. It's not just we don't think about the other's interests. We have to care, we have to love, we have to sacrifice, we have to be self-control. In order that to tell the people this is the real freedom from God. This is the saltiness to be a Christian. However, many Christians, they like to gather together to have fellowship rather than going out and grab their lawns to do evangelism. They just like to share the testimony, the Bible study. I don't mean it is wrong. It is right. It is totally correct to let the people, our Christians, to stay together, to share, to pray, to support each other. But it is not all the time we stay together. Otherwise, there will be a big, big problem. The problem is how we can be a missional church. Although it is so lovable and enjoyable, we do need to think about the people outside the church. They need Jesus. They need someone to guide them, to share the Bible with them, to share the Jesus with them. Sometimes we are so unwilling to step out our comfort zone. It's so comfort, right? Sitting in the church, staying as a small group, fellowship. It's so comfortable. We find some kind of protection and security in Christ. We don't think our beloved brother and sister, he will attack me, right? He will hurt me. We love each other. But however, when we go deep the relationship with the non-believer or outside people, we are afraid of that. In the church, we talk about mission, we talk about evangelism. But when we step out the, of the door of the church, we forget it. Low evangelism. May God help us, help every people. The challenging question here is, have you ever proclaimed Jesus by sharing his great story, reflecting his goodness, and living out the fruit of Holy Spirit and the life of Jesus since the beginning of your Christian journey? Actually, there are many ways we can do it. There are many ways we can proclaim Jesus. We can do some creative jobs for Christ Jesus, such as gospel tract distribution. Every time the church have the fire run to distribute the leaflets in order that to promote our program to our community, to our neighbors, I hope you guys to join in together to do evangelism, to share the gospel to the people. And then we can also share our testimony doing Christmas caroling. Some churches, they ask for permission from the supermarket. Could we do the Christmas caroling during the Christmas time in your supermarket? Some supermarkets, they allow us to do that. This is a great thing. We can do that. And then we also can ask some Chinese restaurant, the people when they are eating their meal, they find a group of people, they're standing there and singing the Christmas song. They will think about that. This is Christmas, not for Santa Claus, but for Jesus Christ. After our singing hymns, we can go in to give some leaflets. Of course, we need to ask for the permission from the boss first. But God will open the door for us. So we will try our best to do that. And then we can also help our youngers in the church, donating food, clothing to the homeless people, do offering, make our offer to take care of some elderly people to go for the grocery shopping, and also help the laborers by mowing the grass, mowing the lawn for them. Lots of creative way to let us to be the salt with saltiness out of the salt shaker. Do you do Facebook? Any people you have the Facebook account? Any people you don't have the Facebook account? When we talk about the Facebook, someone is so excited because Facebook is some kind of our daily bread. We do every day, we do every second. Okay. You know this, we found the generation of looking downward nowadays. Okay, the government is thinking about issuing ticket for the people when they're crossing the street, they're still looking downward. It's so dangerous. You may feel uncomfortable and some kind of missing if you couldn't go online for a certain period of time, and even though 1 second you couldn't go online. Something I missed. Some people, they send me something, I could not reply right away immediately. This is the fabled generation. These cultures have been integrated as part of our human life and rooted in the life of our young generation. Our young people, they said, we don't do Facebook anymore. Facebook is outdated right now. We do Snapchat or many, many, many things. And no surprise for me to know how many friends in your Facebook account, on your list of contacts. 100, 200, 1,000, or 2,000, 5,000, many, many friends in your Facebook account, but I will ask how many of those who are non-Christian? And how many of those, of these people among the non-Christian have been evangelized through your sharing, through your Facebook sharing? Please bear in mind, it is easy to connect with the people when you just check the like button. The people, they like to be liked. When you put a like button, the green light is on. And then a lot of information, a lot of sharing, a lot of ideas and emoji will be exchanged between us. So you may disclose your mindsets to the people, whether you are honest, you are pure, you are gentleness, temperance, peace, and so on. So those things are saltiness, which reflect our spiritual life in Christ, which will reflect the likeness of Jesus. It is a powerful tool to draw people to Christ Jesus. It also a powerful destructive tool to hinder the people becoming the Christian. It depends on how we use this Facebook or some kind of media apps, how you use it. Itself is lateral. But we ask God to give us the wisdom to use it in order that we can use it as a powerful tool to proclaim Jesus, to share our ideas, to share Jesus. Every time when you make comments, every time when you post the photos, every time when you share the opinions with your friends, classmates, neighbors, and neighbors of neighbors, classmates of classmates, friends of friends, you don't anticipate who will read it. But if they pick up some message from Christ Jesus, they will think about that. It will change their life. We don't know. But we have taken every opportunity to serve our Lord Jesus. Lastly, what is the missional church? A missional church is the church shining on the lampstand. The Bible says, "You are the light of the world. A town built on the hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light the lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on the stand and give light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, and they may see your good deeds and glorify our God, Heavenly Father." Jesus points out that we are not only the salt to reflect the saltiness, but also we are the light to shine before others. He explained the very ideas to everyone by using two parables. These two parables, the first one is the tongue of the hills. It means it was so obvious, it was so clear, the people can pick up, oh, there is a tongue on the hill. The other parable is the lamp on the lampstand. It means it gives light to shine to others. So the meaning from the Bible, it conveys the meaning of reveal, no hiding, but shining. This is a missional Christian, missional church. Few months ago, I went to Suriname. I had a chance to do a preaching in a Catholic group church. I found that the church is difficult to find, actually. It's hidden in the village. To us, because we are the outsider, we found the church difficult to find, not easy. But to the people in that area, they're easy to find. When I met the pastor in that church, the pastor shared to me, "Do you know what? This area is full of evil. A lot of drug trailer. They trade the drug. A lot of sexual harassment happened in this area." And then I asked the question, "Oh, so why you let the church build here? It's so dangerous. The people, they come to the church. Do you think it will be dangerous to them?" The pastor told me, "God will take care. The reason why we build a church here, because we are doing the great job for God to proclaim Jesus in our community. Our community, they are so needful for the gospel of Christ Jesus. A lot of evil in these areas. That's the reason why we build our church here." So this is the very ideas of to be a missional church, no hiding, but shining. To be a Christian, also we are talking the same thing. We are the ambassador of Christ Jesus. We should take every opportunity to give glory to our Lord, to our Jesus. We should not conceal our Christian identity in any way from exposure to people whom we may connect with. It is like the tongue sitting on the hill, and also like the lamb putting on the lampstand. I want to say, if we are real Christian, by our natural expression, we can reflect the light of Jesus. Jesus, in his planning, he don't allow some form of or some kind of lifestyle of being a secret agency of Christian for Christ Jesus. If we don't have the appetite or any planning of evangelism or mission in our agenda, we cannot say we are the missional church or missional Christian. May God help us how we can let our life to be shined before others. It doesn't mean we go out and crying loud to the people, "Hey, I'm Christian. I'm standing here. I'm radiating. I'm shining." Not in this way, but by doing some good deeds, in order that we can show the love to the people, let them know how lovable of our God. There is no exception. We have to take every opportunity. So, how to do that? Say grace before meal. Some Christian, every time when they have the meal, they are feel ashamed of Christ Jesus, and then they go to the washroom to pray. And then once he come back from the washroom, and then he done the prayer, and then he can eat the meal. When we pray before the meal together with the people, even though they are not Christian. This is the time we can show the love of God. We can be the witness of Jesus. Don't jump the kill. We need to kill in the line. We need to pray. When we play some ball game, we pray fairly, justly, honestly. When we promise the people, oh, we will help them, don't forget it. We should help the people. When we promise the people, oh, I will pray for you, why don't you just pray? Why now? Sometimes we go back home, we are so busy, and then we forget everything. We break our promise very easily. So we do right away beside the people here in need. They are in need to pray for them. So as a missional church, we should think how we can make the gospel shining outside the church wall. I heard a true story. It's talking about a young woman who has become a Christian for a period of time, but due to the reason, she is fear of the objection from her family, from her mother. So she covered up the fact of being a Christian. But however, the Holy Spirit keep talking to her. You have to share your Christian faith to your family. You have to. You cannot hide your Christian identity. You cannot hide your Christian faith. So she asked God to give her the courage to share the testimony with her mother. But surprisingly, when she told the truth to her mom felt sorry to her daughter for hiding her Christian faith for several months ago. Also, the story doesn't end here. At the moment when the mom and the daughter, they have their conversation, two siblings, they overheard the conversation, and then they came over and they felt very bad and admitted to everybody shamefully. And then they say, oh, we are Christian, but we hide our faith also. So what happened to this family? When we look at this, it seems that no one in this family, they are Christian, but actually everyone in this family, they are Christian. So in our living area, maybe a lot of Christians, but you don't know because they are hiding their identity. No one know, and when we can't find the shortness from that Christian, may God help us. To be a Christian, it is joyful and honorable by our nature, because he is a new creature in Christ. The old things has gone, the new is here. So we have no shame to be Christ's ambassador. We have to do our best to reconcile the world, reconcile the people you love with God himself. This is the ministry of reconciliation God has given us. We cannot deny. We cannot ignore. May God help us. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this message. You once again remind us to be the missional church. May God keep us to help us and help us to serve the community, to proclaim Jesus among the people, in our area, in our working place, in our school. May God be with us all the time. We know that this is so blessing when we preach the gospel for your name, because you promise you will be with us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Thank you. Amen.